请我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
我们从第一节念到第六节。
We read from verse 1 through verse 6.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第一节念起。
From verse 1.
从梦天造的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Who is faithful to him that has constituted him, as Moses also in all his house?
他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For he has been counted worthy of greater glory than Moses, by how much he that has built it has more honor than a house.
因为房屋都得有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
For every house is built by someone, but he who has built all things is God.
摩西一位仆人在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传所的事。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a ministering servant for a testimony of the things to be spoken after.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可靠的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ, as son over his house, whose house are we? If indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end.
我们再看第四章。
And let's turn to chapter 4.
第十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 through 16.
第四章第十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，就当持定所承认的道。
Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we have not a high priest not able to sympathize with our infirmities, but tempted in all things in like manner, sin apart.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us approach therefore with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonal help.
第五章
Chapter 5
我们从第七节念到第十节。
We read from verse 7 through verse 10.
第五章第七节
Chapter 5, verse 7.
基督在肉体的时候，即大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Who in the days of his flesh, having offered up both supplications and entreaties to him who was able to save him out of death, with strong crying and tears, and having been heard because of his piety?
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Though he was son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And having been perfected, because became to all them that obeyed him author of eternal salvation.
并蒙神造作没极限者的证词，称他为大祭司。
Addressed by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们恭恭敬敬把你的话再放在你的桌前。
Lord, with worship, we put your word before you.
我们仰望你的灵，把你的话点活在我们每一个人的心里。
We entrust your Holy Spirit, we look up to your Holy Spirit to enliven your word in us.
但愿你的话在我们里面能成为灵，成为生命。
So that your word can become life and spirit in us.
你开启我们里面的心窍。
You open up the key to our heart.
让我们从你的话语里来认识你的自己。
So that we can know yourself through your word.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次的主题是唯独见耶稣。
The theme of this conference is "But we see Jesus."
我们感觉说，今天我们在地上所看见的太多。
We feel that we have seen many things on this earth.
但是我们看见主太少。
But we see too little of our Lord.
可以说，今天我们所有的难处都在这里。
We can say that all our problems is germinated here.
如果我们能少看见一些人事物，
if we can see less of men and things,
而能多看见主耶稣的话，
and if we can see more of our Lord Jesus,
我想我们所有的问题就解决了，
and all our problems will be solved.
不但我们个人的问题都解决了，
not only our personal problems,
就是我们团体的问题也都解决了。
But also our corporate problems can be solved.
所以我们真是仰望我们的主。
So we truly look up to our Lord.
叫我们一同在这里的时候，
So when we gather here together,
能多多的看见我们的主耶稣。
That we can see more and more of our Lord Jesus.
昨天早晨我们在这里交通，我们看见主耶稣的身份。
And yesterday morning, we share that what we see the person of our Lord Jesus.
我们看见我们的主，他是神的儿子。
And we see that our Lord is Son of God.
他是神的自己。
He is God Himself.
他是化神给我们显明出来的那一位。
And He is the one who shows, declares God to us.
万有都是他所造的。
All things are made of Him.
万有也都是父所赐给他的。
And all things are given by the Father to Him.
他也救赎了我们。
And He has saved us.
他实在是那位尊荣神的儿子。
And He is truly that honorable, majestic Son of God.
同时我们也看见他到地上来做人。
And we also see that He comes down on earth to be a man.
他成为神心目中的那一位。
And he becomes the one in the heart of God.
并且因着他为我们成功的救赎，
And because the redemption that he has accomplished for us,
他把我们这一般的人都带到荣耀的里面去，
that he will bring us all into glory.
所以我们一面看见他是神儿子的荣耀。
So on the one hand, we see the glory of Him being the Son of God.
另外一面，我们看见他是人子的荣耀。
On the other hand, we see the glory of Him as Son of Man.
他是我们值得敬拜的一位主。
He is the Lord that is worthy of our worship.
他是值得我们所感谢的一位主。
He is worthy of our thanks.
今天早晨我们愿意谈到第二件事。
And this morning we want to share about the second thing.
我们要看见耶稣的身份。
And we want to see the office of Jesus.
也可以说我们要看见耶稣的指示。
We can also say that we want to see the ministry of Jesus.
在希伯来第三章开始的时候，
At the beginning of the third chapter of Hebrews,
他说同论天造的圣洁弟兄啊，
He says, "Therefore, holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling."
你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession.
在这里我们中文的圣经里头就翻作我们所认为。
In Chinese translation, it says this as we considered.
但是呢，这个因为啊，其实是一个名词。
And actually, this consider is actually a noun.
是 confession.
It's confession.
是一个承认。
It is an acknowledgement.
所以我们信主的人，我们都有一个承认。
So we the believers, we all have an acknowledgement, a confession.
这一个承认也就是我们的信仰。
And this confession is our faith.
也就是我们的见证。
It is our testimony.
我们每一个信主的人，我们都有这样的一个承认。
And every believer has this confession.
在英文里头有两个不同的字眼。
In English, there are two different words.
在英文里头，我实在不知道应当怎样去说它。
I do not know how to express it in Chinese.
我也请教了几位弟兄我们都想不出来。
And I have asked some brothers, and we all.We're not able to.
所以我只能顾忌用这个英文。
So I can only use English here.
你知道在英文里头有两个字。
You know, in English, there are two words.
一个叫做 confession.
One is confession.
还有一个叫做 profession.
The other is profession.
这个 confession 与 profession 是不同的。
And confession is different from profession.
这是 pro and con.
It's pro and con.
什么叫做 profession 呢？
What is profession?
有的时候我们在那里说这是一个挂名的基督徒。
And sometimes we say he is a professed Christian.
Professional Christian, professed Christian.
A professional Christian.
他是个挂名的基督徒。
And he is only a Christian by name.
好像他也有一种的承认。
As if he also has some acknowledgement.
但是这个承认是挂名的。
But that acknowledgement is in name only.
这个是在那些与他同意的人面前来承认而已。
And this is only to acknowledge among people who have the same opinion.
如果他跑到那一些反对主的人中间，
if he goes in between those who are against the Lord,
他就是承认了。
Then he does not confess.
这个就是 profession.
And this is profession.
有的人把做基督徒当做一个 profession.
And some consider Christian as a profession.
这样的承认在神的面前不够价值。
And this acknowledgement is not valuable before God.
这 confession 是什么东西呢？
What is confession?
Confession 乃是在那一些不同意的人面前来承认。
Confession is to acknowledge before people who do not agree.
在那一些反对的人面前来承认。
Before those who oppose.
所以这个承认就成了我们的见证。
So this confession becomes our testimony.
我们已经提过了。
And we have mentioned before.
我们弟兄昨天晚上也提说。
Our brother mentioned it last night.
在马太第十六章的里面。
In Matthew chapter 16.
当我们的主耶稣退到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
When our Lord retreats to the district of Caesarea Philippi.
他就问他的门徒说，
He asked his disciples,
人说我是谁？
What did man say I am?
然后他问彼得问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁？
Then he asked his disciples, Who do you say I am?
你在这里看见说，西门彼得就来一个承认。
So here you see Simon Peter has a confession.
这一个承认。
In this confession,
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That you are Christ, the Son of the Living God.
主就说西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
And the Lord said, Simon Bajorna, you are blessed.
因为这个不是血肉的指示你的。
Because the flesh and blood has not revealed the truth.
是我在天上的父指示你的。
But my heavenly Father has revealed this to you.
这个就成了我们的承认。
Now this becomes our confession.
也成了我们的信仰。
And this becomes our faith.
也成了我们的见证。
And our testimony.
这一个承认包括什么呢？
And what does this confession include?
包括两件事。
Include two things.
一件事说你是基督。
One to say that you are Christ.
你是那一个受膏者。
And you are the anointed one.
你是那一位被神差遣来的人。
And you are the one sent by God.
你是那一位来成就神旨意的人。
You are the one who is the to accomplish the will of God.
这一个是关乎主耶稣的职分。
And this one has to do with the ministry and office of our Lord Jesus.
然后第二点。
The second point.
他说你是永生神的儿子。
You are the son of the living God.
这一个是关乎主耶稣的身份。
And this has to do with the person of our Lord Jesus.
虽然他到地上来做了人。
Although he comes to earth as a man.
但是他是永生神的儿子。
But he is the son of the living God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 什么是我们的承认呢？
What is our confession?
什么是我们的信仰呢？
What is our faith?
什么是我们的见证呢？
What is our testimony?
总括起来就是对主这两方面的认识。
In summary, it is our knowledge of Him in these two aspects.
我们因着神给我们启示。
And because God has revealed this to us,
我们从心灵的深处我们看见了。
From depth of our heart we have seen.
我们看见耶稣他实在是基督。
We have seen that Jesus is truly the Christ.
他实在是永生神的儿子。
He is truly the Son of the living God.
我们这样的承认就变成我们的见证。
And this confession then is our testimony.
你记得主耶稣曾说过。
You remember our Lord Jesus has said.
你们在人面前认我的，我在天父面前也必定认他。
If you confess me before men, then I will confess you before my
God. 你们在人面前不承认我的，我在神和天使的面前也不承认他。
If you do not confess me before men, then I will not acknowledge you before God and the angels.
所以我们这一个承认是非常的重要。
So this acknowledgement confession is extremely important.
但是我们怎么能有这样一个有力的承认呢？
But how can we have this powerful confession?
我们必须在里面得着神的启示。
We must have the revelation of God inside.
我们昨天早晨已经说过了。
Yesterday morning we mentioned.
我们可以在这里讲耶稣是神的儿子。
We could speak here about Jesus as the Son of God.
他也是人的儿子。
And he is the Son of Man.
我们也可以都听见了。
We can all hear this.
也许在我们的头脑里头，我们也都接受了。
Maybe in our brains, we all have accepted.
但是这个并没有构成我们的承认。
But that has not constituted our confession.
我们必须得着神的启示。
We must have the revelation of God.
正是在我们里面看见耶稣，他不是一个普通的人。
That we can see.Inside ourselves, that Jesus is not an ordinary man.
他也不是一个特别超别人的人。
And he is not a man above other men.
他也不是以利亚，他也不是施洗的约翰。
He's not Elijah. He's not John the Baptist.
他也不是哪一个先知。
And he is not that prophet.
他比这些更大。
He is greater than all.
他是神的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son of God.
但是感谢神，我们里面也看见他这样倒空他的自己。
But we thank God that we also see from inside that he has emptied himself this way.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他与神同等并不是强夺的。
And his equality with God, he doesn't consider that to be something to take.
你就能想到他是多丰富、多荣耀。
You can imagine how majestic, how glorious, and how abundant is in him.
但是他为着爱我们的缘故。
But because he loves us,
他倒空他的自己。
He has emptied himself.
他穿上一个奴仆的形象。
He put on the form of a bond slave.
他取了一个人的样子。
He takes the likeness of man.
并且他诚心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上。
He wholeheartedly obedient until death, even the death of the cross.
如果在我们灵的深处，我们看见他是人子。
If in the depth of our spirit we see him as Son of Man,
叫我们不能不承认他。
That we cannot but confess him.
叫我们不能不感谢他。
We cannot but thank him.
同样的原则。
In the same principle.
我们对于主耶稣的这份也是这样。
Our view of his office and his ministry is the same.
我们可以在这里讲主耶稣的职分。
We can talk about his ministry.
我们可以在这里听主耶稣的职分。
We can hear his ministry.
但是如果圣灵不把主耶稣的职分启示在我们的心灵中。
But if the Holy Spirit did not reveal this ministry of Jesus, Lord Jesus, in our hearts,
虽然他为我们做了许多的事，
although he has done so many things for us,
但是我们在他所做的事情上都没有份。
But we have no part in what he did.
我们越能看见主耶稣的这份，
the more we can see his ministry,
我们越能经历他一切所成功的工作。
The more we can experience the work that he has accomplished.
所以我们要经历我们的主耶稣。
Therefore, we have to experience our Lord.
我们必须要看见他的这份。
We have to see his ministry.
在这里告诉我们说，我们应当思想我们所认为的师德和做大祭司的耶稣。
Here it says, consider the apostle and high priest.Of our confession.
什么叫做思想呢？
What is to consider?
你记得主耶稣在马太第六章里面。
You remember Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6?
他说你们不要为着吃什么、喝什么、穿什么在那里挂虑。
He says, do not worry about what your clothing, your food.
主知道我们都为这些事情挂虑。
The Lord knows that we worry about these things.
否则的话，他用不着这样告诉我们。
Otherwise, he would not have mentioned it.
主说你们不必为做这些事情挂虑。
The Lord says you will not, you do not have to worry about these things.
我们怎么能不为这些事情挂虑呢？
How can we not worry about these things?
我们越看我们自己。
The more we look at ourselves.
我们越觉得我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，是多重要。
The more we think how important it is.For us to eat and drink and clothe.
所以主就告诉我们。
So Lord Jesus tells us.
你不要一直往你自己看。
Do not just look at yourself.
你往自己看，你就不能不挂虑。
If you look at yourself, you cannot but worry.
你要往外面去看。
But you have to look outward.
你要往天上去看。
You have to.Look heavenward.
你看见天上的飞鸟。
You see the bird in heaven?
它也不种，也不收。
He does not sow, he does not reap.
但是你们的天父这样的养活它。
But your heavenly father took care of
them. 你们不是比许多的飞鸟都尊贵吗？
Aren't you more honorable than the birds?
这个飞鸟，非常的贵。
The birds are lowly.
一分钱可以买两只。
And if you spend one penny, you can buy two.
两分钱呢就可以得到五只。
And the 2 cents, you buy five.
那个第五只是加上来的。
And the five is an additional one.
但是就说那一位加那一个加上来的马学。
And the Lord says that additional one.
如果它掉到地上来的话。
If it fell on the ground.
你们的天父是知道的。
Your father in heaven, he knows.
在原文里头比这个还厉害。
In the original language, it's even stronger than that.
他说，当那一个门外的马车掉下来的时候，你们的天父与他一同下来。
In the original language, it says, if this extra bird, if it fell on the ground, your heavenly father fell on the ground with it too.
那连半分钱都不值的马车。
And that one, which is worth less than half a penny.
完全不值钱的马车。
And totally worthless.
你们的天父他是这样的照顾他。
And your heavenly father took care of it in such a way.
你们不是比许多的飞鸟还尊贵吗？
Aren't you more honorable than these birds?
就说你们也可以往地上看看。
The Lord says you can also see to the ground.
你们看见地上的野地的百合花。
You can see this lily on the wilderness.
因为在犹大犹太地。
In the land of Judah.
在那个山野的里面满了自己生长的百合花。
In the hills and valleys there are full of the lily.
这个鸟是处处飞。
And birds fly all over the place.
百合花也是处处长的。
And the lilies are all over the valley.
它也是放也不折。Neither weave or spin.
It neither weave or spin. Or spin.
但是你们的天父给他穿上的衣服啊。
But your heavenly Father put clothes on it.
那对所罗门最荣耀的时候所穿戴的，太要珍贵。
It's more beautiful than Solomon at his most majestic time.
你们有思想野地的耶和华。
And you have to consider the lily in the wilderness.
什么叫做思想呢？
What is to consider?
思想就是你要考虑考虑。
To consider is to think about it.
你要再三反复在那里思想。
And you have to consider this way and that way.
好像玛利亚，她从事吧，她所看见、所听见、关注主耶稣的事情，她放在心里头。
As Mary, who always and put in his heart what he has seen, what he has heard of Lord Jesus.
他就是反复思想他。
And she thinks this way and that way of him.
虽然一次也许不明白。
And maybe the first time you cannot understand.
但是如果你反复去思想的话，你就得到启示。
But you think about it again and again, then you have this revelation.
所以主在这里告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us here.
我们要反复去思想我们所承认的耶稣。
We have to consider again and again this Lord Jesus of our confession.
我们要在那里一直在那里考察我们的主耶稣。
And we have to continue to examine our Lord Jesus.
他究竟是谁呢？
Who is he after all?
他究竟替我们做了什么事呢？
What he has done for us after all?
他的职分是什么呢？
And what is his ministry?
这里告诉我们说他是使者。
And here it says that he is the apostle.
我们中文里翻译使者好像是个 messenger。
In the Chinese translation, it sounded like messenger.
但是在原文里头，那是 apostle， 那是使徒。
But in the original language, it means apostle.
我们都知道主耶稣在地上的时候，他从他许多的门徒中拣了十二个人。
We know that when our Lord Jesus was on this earth, he had picked among his disciples 12.
然后他把这十二个人差遣出去。
And he sent out these 12.
给他们权柄，可以赶鬼，可以医病。
And gave them the authority to chase out demons and also to heal.
并且是传扬福音。
And to proclaim the gospel.
那这十二个人被差遣的人就成了使徒。
And these 12 sent one,became the apostles.
所以使徒的意思就是被差遣的意思。
So the meaning of apostle is the one that is sent.
主在地上的时候，他怎样差遣门徒出去？
How the Lord sent his apostles out on earth.
来做他吩咐他们做的事。
To do what he commanded them to do.
照样我们的主耶稣。
In the same way, our Lord Jesus,
他是他的父神差遣他到地上来的。
He was sent by his heavenly Father on to come on this earth.
所以我们的主耶稣是第一个使徒。
So our Lord Jesus is the first apostle.
其他的使徒都是从他产生出来的。
All other apostles came out of him.
他说父怎样差遣我来，我也照样差遣你们去。
He says,How my Father has sent me, I also sent you the same way.
我们的主耶稣他是使徒。
Our Lord Jesus, he is the apostle.
这是他的职分。
And this is his ministry.
如果我们查考约翰福音的话，
If we look into the Gospel of John,
我们不能把整个的约翰福音看一遍。
Now we cannot look over the whole Gospel of John.
如果这样的话，我们的时间就来不及了。
We would not have time for that.
但是呢，你如果自己去读约翰福音的话，
But if you read the Gospel of John yourself,
你就看见在约翰福音里有二十几处。
You see that in the Gospel of John, there are 20, more than 20 times.
主耶稣在那里说，我不是自己来的。
And our Lord Jesus says, I did not come here by myself.
是那一位差我来的。
And it's the one that sent me.
是我的父差我来的。
My Father sent me.
我今天在这里讲话，不是我自己在这里讲。
And when I speak today, it is not I who speak.
那是差我来的父要我这样讲。
But the Father who sent me, he told me to speak this way.
我听见他讲的话。
And I hear what he said.
我就照着他的话来讲。
Then I speak according to what he said.
神赐给他的圣灵怎么有限量？
And the Spirit that God, Holy Spirit that God gave him is unlimited.
他说我的食物就是遵行那差我来的旨意。
He said, my food is the obedient, to be obedient to the will of the one that sent me.
你们不认识神。
You do not know God.
但是我认识他。
But I know him.
因为我是从他来的，是他差我来的。
Because I came from him, he sent me.
凡是接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。
Whoever receives me, receives the one who sent me.
我不是一个人在这里。
And I'm not here alone.
那差我来的父与我同在。
The one who sent me, he is with me.
因为我常常讨他的喜悦。
Because I please him all the time.
我是为我自己做见证。
And I testify for myself.
但是差我来的父也为我做见证。
But the Father who sent me, he also testifies for me.
所以看见的约翰福音里头，我们的主一再一再的说。
So in the Gospel of John, our Lord said it again and again.
他说我是被神所差来的。
He says, I have been sent by God.
他不是自己来的。
He did not come by himself.
他是神的使徒。
He is the apostle of God.
那他被神差来做什么呢？
And why was he sent by God?
这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
第一。
The first thing.
他是神的使徒。
He is the apostle of God.
他被差来那是代表他的父亲神。
He is sent here to represent his father, his God.
好像今天在世界各国
As today in the nation
我们看见国家要派一个大师到一个其他的国家去
We see that a nation has to send an ambassador to another nation
为什么要派一个大师到另外的国家去呢
Why she has to send an ambassador to the other country
我们说他是带去本国来办理这个事情
We say that he will do things on behalf of his own country.
他是为着本国在外国在处理事情
And he will deal with things in another country for his own country.
但是这个不过是其次
But
it's only secondary.
But this is only secondary.
一个大事出去第一是代表那差遣他
When an ambassador goes out to the other country, the first job is to represent the country where he came from.
所以你就看见他的一举一动。
So you see, however he moved,
都是代表他的本国。
He represents his own country.
他的本国能不能被人尊敬。
Whether his own country can be respected by others.
就是看他能不能被人尊敬。
Depends on whether he can be respected.
他不是光是一个人去。
He does not go by himself.
他是代表整个的国家去。
He represents the whole country.
可以说全国那个荣福都在他的身上。
You can say,The honor or the shame of the country hinges upon him.
这个就是做大师的那个最主要的那个责任。
This is the primary mission of an ambassador.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神在古世的时候
Our God in the ages past,
他差遣众先知
He sent prophets
到以色列人的中间。
To among the Israelites.
甚至于他有先知在外邦人的中间。
He even sent prophets in the nations.
比方说像巴兰呢，就是一个外邦的先知。
For example, Balaam is a Gentile prophet.
Prophet for the Gentiles.
所以
你们在这里看见说，神在古时的时候派了许多的先知。
So you see that in ages past, God has sent many prophets.
但是这些的先知啊，都是人。
But these prophets were only men.
虽然他们是圣洁的人。
Although these were the holy men.
所以圣经的灵感动他们。
So the Spirit of God moved them. And God could speak through them. But their representation was not complete. That's why you can find fault in the body of these prophets. Although their prophecy would be accurate, but the person is not perfect. He was not adequate to represent God. You know, the thing that offended God the most is to misrepresent God. And this sin is greater than other sins. Moses was an example. And how the Israelites offended God. But God kept forgiving them. And God forgave them. But Moses, Moses was the servant of God. He represented God before the Israelites. But there was once. And that once was not totally his fault. It's the Israelites provoked him. And then he said something he shouldn't have said. And he says, "You did rebellious one. I will give you water." He took the staff and struck the rock twice. And God originally told him, "You just go." And you take the staff which is before the ark. And that staff is not the staff of Moses. It's not the staff which opened the Red Sea. And it's also not the staff which struck the rock the first time. So that water could flow out. And this staff was the one who was in the tent and before the ark. And this is the staff of
Aaron.
You remember that story? And the staff of Aaron
budded.
And it produced the almond
flour.
And this is the ministry, the office of the
priest.
And the ministry of a priest is according to the redemption work of Christ. So God says, pick up the staff. Take this and you do not have to strike. And you just speak to the rock, flow of water. That will be adequate. But Moses at that time was provoked. So he took the staff and struck the rock twice. And when he did so, his almond flowers disappeared. Work was actually done. You did not have to strike. And Christ is to be struck only once. And then all you have to do is to speak according to faith. But just that once, Moses, he did something he should not have. He misrepresented God. He gave the Israelites this is what God is. Oh, this is the God that you can provoke him.
And
God is such an angry God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers
and sisters,
because Moses misrepresented
God,
he was not permitted to enter into
Canaan.
So you have to see that representation is so important. Our Lord Jesus is the apostle of God.
但是他代表神是完全。
But his representation of God is perfect.
你记得主耶稣曾讲过这个比喻吗?
You remember Lord Jesus gave this example.
他说有一个人他栽了一个葡萄园。
The one who had a vineyard.
然后他就付给园丁了。
And he rented that to the gardener.
到的时候他打发仆人去收这个果子。
And when time is ripe, he asked, he sent his servant,to pick up the fruit.
但是那些园丁呢把这个仆人打了让他走了。
But the gardeners beat up the servant and sent him away.
主人带他更多的仆人去。
And when the master sent more servants,
他们不能打有的给他们打死了。
And these gardeners not even beat them, but some of them were even beaten to death.
最后那个主人说,
so finally the master,
我还有一个独生的儿子,
I have an only begotten son.
我要把他采取,
I want to spend him.
他们注定尊敬他,
and they should respect him.
因为他就是我,
because he is I.
我他去就是我去。
He goes, it's I go.
但是没有想到那边恶的园丁呢。
But unexpectedly, those evil, vicious gardeners.
他说这是后事。
They say, this is the inheritor.
我们把他打死了，产业就是我们的。
And if we beat him to death, then we can have the property.
是不是当时的犹太人就是对我们的主这样做了呢？
Isn't that what the Jews at the time, did to our Lord?
他们不但拒绝了神所差遣的先知，
they not only have rejected the prophet,
他把那一位完全代表他的这个儿子也钉在十字架上。
And they also represented this son who completely represent God. They nailed him on the cross.
我们的主耶稣是神的使徒。
Our Lord Jesus is the apostle of God.
他说你们看见我就看见了父。
He said, when you see me, you see the Father.
你知道门徒与主耶稣在一起有三年多。
You know that the disciples have been with the Lord for 3 years.
到了主以后主快要钉十字架。
When the Lord was about to be crucified,
在那天晚上
that night,
主说我要去。
The Lord says, I am leaving.
你知道腓力怎么说呢？
You know what Philip said?
他说主啊，
He said, Lord,
你把父给我们看一看，我们就满足了。
Show us the Father, then we will be satisfied.
主是何等的忧愁。
Our Lord was so sad.
主说我与你在一起有那么久。
He said, I have been with you so long.
你还在那里问这个问题吗？
And you are still asking this question.
你看见我就是看见了父。
When you see me, you see the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
每一个人代表神像我们的主耶稣。
No one represents God as our Lord Jesus.
他是神怀中的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son in the bosom of God.
他把父完全表明出来。
He completely declared the Father.
这是使徒的意思。
This is the meaning of the apostle.
我们的主耶稣是忠心的使徒。
Our Lord Jesus is a faithful apostle.
所以今天凡是做成仆人的人要注意这件事。
So today, all the servants of God have to pay heed.
因为你所做的事，他够不上你所代表的。
Because what you have done is not qualified.As what you have represented.
你所说的
what you have said,
它不如你所是的
is less than what you are.
因为使徒第一个意思乃是代表。
Because the first meaning of apostle is to represent.
感谢主。
We thank God.
他是神的使徒。
He, we thank our Lord,
我们看见他就看见了神。
He is the apostle of God. When we see him, we see God.
在他的身上，我们看见神的圣洁。
On him, we see the holiness of God.
我们看见神的慈爱。
We see the love of God.
我们看见神的公义。
We see the righteousness of God.
我们看见神的恩典。
We see the grace of God.
在他的身上，我们看见了这位看不见的神。
In him, we see this invisible God.
他是神的使徒。
He is the apostle of God.
当然，使徒第二个意义。
The second meaning of the apostle.
使徒乃是被差遣。
Apostle is being sent.
差遣乃完成一个使命。
He is sent to accomplish a mission.
这个使命是什么呢？
What is this mission?
你知道我们的主耶稣，他被差遣的使命是最大的使命。
You know, the mission of our Lord Jesus as apostle, He is sent to accomplish the biggest mission.
过去有许多的先知被差遣。
In the past, there were many prophets that were sent.
他们也都有使命。
They all have missions.
但是他们只有他能完成的。
His mission is the one that only he can accomplish in the whole universe.
因为在神和人的中间只有一位中保。
Because between God and man, there is only one mediator.
就是那降世为人的耶稣。
And that is the Jesus who has come down to be a man.
他替万人做了赎价。
And he has been a propitiation for the thousands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣来到地上。
Our Lord Jesus came to this earth.
他不是来游历的。
He did not come here for a prophet. I'm sorry, he did not come here for a tour.
他不是到这个世界上来观望观望。
He did not come here just for sightseeing.
他到这个世界上来也不是为着来教训世界上的人。
He is not coming here just to teach the people on this earth.
虽然他也教训我们。
Although he also teaches us.
他到世界上来也不是来预定来赶鬼的。
He did not come to this earth just to chase out the demon and to heal.
虽然他在地上也行了许多的神迹奇事。
Although he did many wonders and miracles.
他到世界上来只有一个使命。
He came to this earth for only one purpose.
就是要来救赎亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The mission is to save the descendants of Abraham.
谁是亚伯拉罕的后裔？
Who are the descendants of Abraham?
那相信的人就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Those who believe, those are the descendants of Abraham.
他到这个世界上来，
He came to this earth
就是为着要来成功那个救赎。
To accomplish that salvation.
他是为着这个而生的。
And he was born for this.
他为着这一个而长大。
And he grew up for this.
当他长大起来传道的时候。
When he grew up and when he started to preach,
他的面向着耶路撒冷。
His face was toward Jerusalem.
虽然他知道在耶路撒冷有死亡在那里等待他。
Although he knew that death was waiting for him in Jerusalem.
但是他面向着耶路撒冷而去。
But he walked facing Jerusalem.
虽然仇敌有各种各样的方法试探他，
although the enemies tempted him with various ways，
甚至说你可以得到全世界，你用不着钉十字架。
And even to tell him that you could gain the whole world, you did not have to go. You did not have to go.
只要向我拜拜就可以了。
And if only you worship me.
当然是我们的主耶稣。
But our Lord Jesus,
他宁可舍弃。全世界。
He was willing to give up the whole world.
他要遵行父神的旨意。
He wanted to be obedient to the will of his father.
因为只有神是值得敬拜的。
Because only God is worthy of worship.
只有神是值得侍奉。
Only God is worthy of service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们想到我们的主在地上的时候，
When we think of our Lord Jesus on earth,
他怎样来完成神的使命？
How he accomplished the commission of God.
过去许多的先知来了去了。
Many prophets in the past, they came, they went.
但是他们没有完成这个他们的使命。
But they did not accomplish their mission.
没有把人带回到神里面去。
And they did not bring man back to God.
但是当神把他儿子差来做使徒的时候。
But when God sent his son to be the apostle,
他完成了 人所不能完成的工作。
He accomplished what man cannot accomplish.
当他钉在十字架上。
When he was crucified on a cross.
虽然人在那里讥笑他。
Although people mocked at him.
虽然这个巴山的公牛啊围着攻击他。
Although these bulls of Bashan, they surrounded him, attacked him.
这是代表这个欧洲的权势在那里攻击他。
And that spoke of the power of the evil ones that surrounded him, trying to attack him.
虽然他被钉在十字架上。
Although he was crucified on the cross.
就着肉体来说，他是痛苦到了极点。
Now, as far as the flesh is concerned, he was painful to death.
就说他这个心理来说。
And as far as his heart.
Psychology. 可以说他是受到各种各样的侮辱。
And he was abused from various directions.
受到阴间一切的权势的压制。
And he was oppressed by all the power of darkness.
但是我们的主在十字架上。
But our Lord on the cross.
他第一句话是说父啊。
The first word he said is Father.
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
因为他们所做的。他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they have been.
为什么他能这样祷告呢？
Why he could pray this way?
为什么他这个祷告蒙了神的答应呢？
Why this prayer is answered by God?
因为他自己来做了代替。
Because he himself is the substitution.
所以马上连下去你就看见。
So immediately you see.
神已经听了他这个祷告。
God has heard his prayer.
他对钉在旁边的强盗说。
And he said to the thieves who are on his side.
那个强盗说
The thief said,
主啊
Lord,
你得国降临的时候纪念我。
When your kingdom came, when you have your kingdom, remember me.
主说你今天就要与我一同在乐园里了。
And the Lord said, today you will be with me in paradise.
他所有的罪在神的面前都赦免。
All the sins of this man was forgiven before God.
因为你主的祷告已经蒙了神的垂听。
Because the prayer of the Lord is heard by God.
今天你我能得受赦免。
Today you and I can be forgiven.
不管我们的罪有多大。
No matter how great was our sin.
主已经为你祷告。
The Lord has prayed for you.
神也已经听了他的祷告。
God has heard his prayer.
不是你的祷告灵。
It is not your prayer being effective.
乃是他的祷告被神答应了。
But his prayer is answered by God.
到十二点钟的时候。
At the 12th hour,
我们看见天地都昏暗。
The heaven and earth all dark.
因为在那十二点到三点的时候。
From the 12th hour to the 3rd hour,
乃是我们的主救我们所作为祭物的时候。
And that is the time our Lord became a sacrifice for us.
不是人厌弃他。
And it's not that the man has rejected him.
不是仇敌在那里攻击他。
It is not that the enemies attacked him.
乃是他那一位说爱的父把他压伤了。
But he was bruised by the father who loved him.
为什么？
Why?
他在那里说，我的神啊，我的神啊。
He said,my God, my God.
你为什么离弃我?
Why have you forsaken me?
我一生与你同在。
And I have been with you all my life.
从永世我与你同在。
And even from eternity past,
我一直讨你的喜悦。
I was pleasing to you.
为什么你离弃我?
Why do you forsake me?
你知道为什么?
Do you know why?
是为你为我。
It's for you and for me.
他为我们尝了滋味。
He has tasted death for us.
他为我们经历了地狱的痛苦。
He has experienced the pain of hell.
什么是地狱的痛苦？
What is the pain of hell?
地狱最大的痛苦。
The greatest pain there.
就是与生命的神永远隔绝。
Is a forever cessation, separation from this living God.
这个是地狱最大的痛苦。
This is the greatest suffering.
但是主为我们尝了。
But our Lord has tasted this for us.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise him.
当他临终的时候。
In his last hour.
他大声地喊说。
He cried out loud.
成了。
It is accomplished.
神差遣我来所做的事。
Whatever our Father has sent me to do, it is done.
这个使命已经完成了。
And this mission is accomplished.
救赎的工作完成了。
The redemption is accomplished.
让我到低下头来，把自己的灵交给他的父。
Then he bowed down his head and gave up the spirit.
他与父也恢复了他们的交通。
And he has restored the fellowship with his father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他是神的使徒。
He is the apostle of God.
他为神也成功了神所差来的使命。
For God, he has accomplished his commission.
今天我们感谢神。
Today we thank God.
我们因着他完成了这个使命。
Because he has accomplished his mission.
所以我们今天就蒙了恩典。
So today we have received grace.
今天我们不必做什么。
Today we do not have to do anything.
我们只有相信。
All we have to do is to believe.
因为样样都已经成了。
Because all things are accomplished.
感谢赞美。
We thank and praise our God.
使者或者说使徒还有第三个意义。
There's a third meaning of apostle.
第三个意义就是说他乃是我们的元帅。
The third meaning is that he is our commander.
他是我们的先锋。
And he is our pioneer.
他是那个为我们开路的。
And he is the one who opens up the way for us.
你知道在我们中文圣经里头啊，这个有一个希腊字啊，放了四种不一样的话。
You know that there's one Greek word which has been translated in four different ways in Chinese.
但是在原文里头其实只有一个字。
That in the original language there's all the same word.
在使徒行传里有两次。
And twice in the book of Acts.
在希伯来书里头有两次。
And also another two times in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来这个告诉我们说他是那一个为我们成功一个元帅，在率领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
And in Hebrews it says that he is the captain who brings many sons into glory.
这一个也是就是希伯来十二章里头所说的。
And this is also what is said in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们仰望哪位我们创世这个创世这个字。
And we look up to the one who is the author.
其实是同一个字。
And actually, it's the same word.
这个就说他是我们的创始者。
And that is to say that he is the one who initiated the whole thing.
是我们的 originator.
The originator.
他是我们的源头。
And he is our source.
他为我们成功了。
And he has accomplished for us.
并且他为我们开了一条的路。
And also he has opened up a way for us.
他自己先进去了。
And he entered himself.
他要把我们都带进去。
And he's going to bring us into.
所以什么叫做使徒呢？
So what is an apostle?
使徒他不但来成功了所做的应当做的事。
And an apostle not only has accomplished what he is supposed to do.
并且他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
But he has opened up for us a new and living way.
他就率领我们走这条的路。
And he brings us on this way.
一直走到幔子的里面。
To walk even to the end, to the enter the veil.
一直进到荣耀里面去。
And enter into the glory.
这一个就是使徒的意思。
And this is the meaning of the apostle.
使徒不是光在这里讲一篇道就是使徒了。
An apostle is not only here just to preach.
传一篇信息就是使徒了。
And to give some messages.
就是信息就传对了。
And even the messages are correct.
但是如果他不能把人领到那个信息里头去。
But if he cannot bring people into this message.
这个还不够使徒的。
And it's not an apostle.
所以我们看见我们的主他是使徒。
So we see our Lord, he is the apostle.
不但成功了救赎。
He not only has accomplished the redemption.
因着他在十字架上的死。
And because of his death on the cross.
圣殿的幔子就离开了。
And the veil in the temple has split in two.
他就进到幔子的里面。
And he entered into the veil.
他今天坐在至高者的右边。
And now he sits on the right hand of the great
Most High. 这个尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And he's crowned with majesty and honor.
他要率领我们都这样的进去。
And he is going to bring all of us.Into this way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以我们今天,
therefore today,
也必须要走十字架的道路。
We have to walk on this way of the cross.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
He has opened up for us a new and living way.
有的英文说, He dedicates for us. 他为我们 dedicate 中文叫什么?对不起,我这个他为我们分开了。
He has separated, he has dedicated for us.
这条路啊是他走的路。
And this is his way.
从来没有人走过。
Nobody else has walked.
也没有人能走。
Nobody was able to walk.
他走了。
But he walked.
经过十字架。
Through the cross.
进到神的面前。
Enter before God.
这个尊贵和荣耀。
To get honor and majesty.
现在。他为我们所开的这条又新又活的路
And today, this way that he has opened up for us, new and living,
要我们跟着他走
And he wants us to follow him.
他在前面
He is before us.
我们跟着他
And we are after him.
靠着他的力量
And by his strength,
我们来走十字架的道路
That we walk on the way of the cross.
我们从十字架一直走
And we walk through the cross.
一直都走荣耀里面去
and enter into glory
感谢神
we thank God
这是我们的主他做我们的使徒
and this is our Lord he is our apostle
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
我们有没有看见主为我们所证所成功的是何等的好大
have we seen how great a salvation that our Lord has accomplished for us
我们得到这么大的救恩
But we have such great salvation.
我们怎么能忽略它?
And how can we neglect it?
如果我们忽略的话,
If we neglect it,
我们怎么能逃罪呢?
How can we avoid punishment?
所以我们愈发要郑重听主的话。
So we have to pay heed. We have to diligently listen to the word of God.
我们今天听到他的话。
When we hear his word today,
不可硬着心。
We cannot harden our heart.
免得我们成就不幸的恶心。
Lest we have a heart of unbelief.
以至于失去了那个安息。
And we lose that rest.
这个是主这份的第一方面。
And this is the first aspect of the ministry and office of our Lord.
但是主的这份他不是这个。
But his office and ministry is not only this.
他说所认为使徒为大祭司的耶稣
And he said consider the apostle and high priest Jesus
当我们的主在地上的时候
When our Lord was on earth
他是被差遣来的
He was sent
他是使徒
He was the apostle
但是到他完成工作之后
But after he accomplished his work
他回到神的里面
He went back to God
他坐在神的右边
He sat on the right hand of God
是不是他就坐在那里打瞌睡呢
Is he just sitting there and dozing
因为事情都已经成功了
Because he has accomplished everything
不是
No
他现在身在高天之上
Now he is raised he is raised up in the high heaven
他坐在神的右边
And he's sitting on the right hand of God
他坐我们的大祭司
And he is the high priest.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister.
今天我们的主在天上是做我们的大祭司啊。
Today our Lord Jesus in heaven, he is our high priest.
我记得有一个小故事。
I remember a small story.
从前有一个老姊妹。
And there was an old sister in the past.
她也不大认得字的。
And she was rather illiterate.
但是她很虔诚。
But she was very pious.
那么那个时候她要求要受浸。
And she asked to be baptized.
所以当时有几位负责的人呢，就围着他问他问题。
So some of the responsible brothers surrounded him and asked her questions.
看看他考考他的性德。
and see and examine her faith.
中间有一个问题是说
One question.
主耶稣兄弟在天上做什么？
What is our Lord Jesus doing in heaven?
你知道他怎么回答呢？
You know what she said?
他想了一下。
She thought about it.
他说主耶稣今天站在天上。
She said, Lord Jesus today is sitting, is standing in heaven.
他的眼睛就往地上看。
His eyes is searching all over on the
floor. 他在哪里看我？
He is looking at me.
看我在什么地方不对。
To see if there's anything wrong with me.
这是主在天上做过的事。
And this is our Lord is doing in heaven.
当然他没有考及格。
Although she did not, of course she did not pass.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
你知道今年主在天上做什么呢？
You know what our Lord Jesus is doing in heaven?
我想许多基督徒都不知道。
I think many Christians do not know.
我们是知道主在地上为我们所做的。
We all know what our Lord Jesus has done on earth for us.
我们不知道主在天上为我们做什么。
We do not know what our Lord Jesus is doing in heaven for us.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
难怪我们这个基督徒做得不像。
No matter, no wonder it, we do not live like a Christian.
虽然我们蒙恩得救了。
Although we have received grace.
我们已经吸收了十字架的救恩。
We have received the redemption of the salvation of the cross.
但是我们做基督徒的生活。
But our life as a Christian.
是这样说了。
Realistically, totally depend upon him as our high priest. And talking about Lord Jesus as our high priest, I think it is not clear in our brothers and sisters.
这个模糊的原因呢是什么呢？
The reason we are not clear.
因为恐怕就给旧约的祭司制度啊迷糊了。
It's probably because we are confused by the priesthood in the in the Old Testament time.
因为在旧约的时候
，in the Old Testament time.
我们知道神把以色列人救出来了。
And God saved Israelites.
神的目的是要他们做祭司的国度。
The purpose of God is for them to be a kingdom of priests.
每一个以色列人都是祭司。
Every Israelite has to be a priest.
每一个以色列人都可以侍奉神。
And every Israelite can serve God.
也都应当侍奉神。
And should serve God.
这一个是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
但是因为以色列人拜了金牛犊。
But because Israelites worship this golden cow.
他们声明自己不配 disqualify themselves.
They disqualify themselves.
所以他们不能侍奉神。
So they were not able to serve God.
结果呢？
And the result is,
神就拣选一个立位的支派。
And God chose the tribe of Levi.
在亚伦的家。
And the house of Aaron.
叫他们来做祭司。
And for them to be the priests.
就产生了在人中间一个巨界的阶级。
And established among men this, the class of clergy.
好像圣品啊与平行图那个阶级就出来了。
As the difference between clergy and laity.
所以我们一想到主耶稣做大祭司啊。
So every time when we think about our Lord Jesus as the high priest,
我们就观念呢就给他搞忘掉了。
Now we have a confused concept.
其实我们每一个信主的人都是祭司。
In reality, every believer is a priest.
彼得前书第二章第五节不是说吗？
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
你们来到主的面前都像活石一样。
You came to the Lord as living stones.
你们都必是建造成为一个灵宫。
And you will be built together as a spiritual house.
成为一个属灵的祭司。
And the spiritual priesthood.
靠着耶稣献上这属灵的祭。
And through Jesus and offer up a spiritual sacrifice.
在启示录里也是这样说。
And it's also said so in the book of Revelation.
他爱我们，他用宝血洗净了我们。
And he loved us, he has washed us clean with his blood.
他救赎了我们。
And he redeemed us.
叫我们成为过敏做祭司。
So that we can be a nation of priests.
所以我们看见说每一个信主的弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
So we see every believer is a priest.
我们每一个人的责任都是要来侍奉我们的神。
And everyone has a responsibility to serve our God.
但是我们为什么不能尽我们祭司的责任呢？
So why can we not do our duty?
因为我们不知道我们的大祭司。
Because we do not know our high priest.
你知道当时的祭司他在圣殿里的侍奉都是大祭司所指挥的。
You know, the priest at that time, what they did in the temple was under the direction of the high priest.
如果没有大祭司的话，
Without the high priest,
那众祭司就不知道从何着手了。
These many priests, they would not know what to do.
就该做的去做，该做的不做。
They would do what they should not, and they would not do what they should.
你该做的我去做，我所该做的我不做。
And what you should do,You should do, I do, and why should do, I do not do.
是。所以在侍奉上就是乱七八糟了。
So there is a disorder in all services.
就是因为我们不认识我们的大祭司。
It is because we do not know our high priest.
为了时间的关系。
And for the matter of time.
我只能赶。
I can only hurry.
在那里给我们看见主做我们的大祭司。
And there we see that Lord Jesus being our high priest.
第一
，The first，
对我们基督徒的生活有密切的关系。
And that has great to do with our life as a Christian.
圣经不是说吗
？Didn't Bible say
我们的主是常年活着替我们祷告
？Our Lord is living forever, praying, intercessing.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人
，Whoever has come to God through Him，
他都能拯救到底。
He can save us to the uttermost.
我们靠着他进到神面前的人。
And those of us who have gone before God through Him,
他能拯救到底。
He can save us to the uttermost.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是我们的大祭司。
Because He is our high priest.
他在神的右边替我们不住的祷告。
And he interceded for us constantly on the right hand of God.
因着他的祷告得着父的应允。
Because his prayer is heard and answered by God.
我们才能蒙拯救脱离许多的试探。
Now we can be saved out of many temptations.
我们才能从失败跌倒的里面再恢复过来。
Now we can be restored out of falling condition, out of weakness.
你记得主在彼得说吗？
You remember our Lord said to Peter,
日晓之前你要三次否认我。
Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
彼得他以为自己爱主。
And Peter thought he loved the Lord.
比其他的门徒更爱主。
And more than other disciples.
一人都可以离开你。
And everybody else can leave you.
永远与你同死。
And I will die for you.
但是主说。
But the Lord said,
鸡叫之前。
Before the cock crows.
你要三次否认。
You will deny me three times.
撒旦要把你放在筛子里头筛你。
And Satan is going to sift you.
但是我已经为你祷告。
But I have prayed for you.
等你恢复之后。
And when you are restored,
你要坚固你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
彼得三次否认主。
Three times Peter denied you.
这样的人还能恢复吗？
Can this kind of person be restored?
主已经为他祷告。
The Lord has prayed for him.
所以今天
，Today，
我们跌倒
，When we fell，
我们失败
，When we fail，
主已经为我们祷告。
The Lord has prayed for us.
主要恢复。
Lord is going to restore.
我们今天能从失败中恢复过来。
We can be restored out of failure.
不是我们自己的力量。
Not by our own strength.
也不是人的鼓励。
Not by the encouragement of man.
是主为我们祷告。
But because He has prayed.
他的祷告蒙了神的应允。
His prayer was heard and answered by God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天祷告能得到答应。
Today our prayer can be answered.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
是他把他自己的祷告调在我们祷告的里面。
It's because his prayer is mixed with our prayer.
常常我感觉。
Oftentimes I feel.
主啊。
Lord,
我的祷告没有力量。
My prayer is so weak.
但是你加上你的祷告。
So you add your prayer.
神听你的祷告。
And God hear your prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister,
我们天天在地上生活。
When we live daily on earth,
这个恩典从哪里来的？
Where does this grace come from?
都是我们的主做大祭司的功用。
It is because the effectiveness of our Lord Jesus being the high priest.
因为他是大祭司。
Because he is the high priest.
他在神面前为我们祷告。
And he prayed for us before God.
所以他所差遣来的圣灵在我们里面工作。
So the Holy Spirit which he sent works in us.
他有的时候责备我。
Sometimes he convicted us.
他有的时候勉励我。
Sometimes he encouraged us.
我们需要恩典的时候，他把恩典给我。
When we need grace, he gives us grace.
我们需要安慰的时候。
When we need comfort,
圣灵来安慰我。
The Holy Spirit comforts.
你知道圣灵今天在我们里面的工作。
You know the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
完全是与主大祭司有关系。
It's totally related to the high priest.
主在神面前代表我们。
Our Lord represents us before God.
圣灵在我们里面代表主。
The Holy Spirit represents the Lord in us.
因着这两个工作。
And because of these two mediators,
两个 paracletos,
and these two paracletos,
两个道会师,
and these two comforters,
我们看见,
we see,
我们天天在地上能靠着他而活,
and we can live by him daily on this earth.
没有他做大祭司,
without him being a high priest,
我们连一分钟都不能做基督徒。
We cannot be a Christian for one single minute.
所以就是我们的生活来讲。
So, as far as our life, living is concerned,
我们需要他做我们大祭司。
We need him to be our high priest.
我们靠着他进到神的面前。
And by him, we can come to the Father.
蒙怜悯。
And to receive grace.
得恩典。
To find grace.
得所随时的帮助。
As our seasonal help.
不单这样。
Not only so.
第二。
Number two,
他就我们的大祭司
He is our high priest.
叫我们能尽祭司的责任
So that we can do the duty of priest.
我们怎么能做一个侍奉神的人
How can we be a servant of God?
因为他是我们的大祭司
Because he is our high priest.
哦，我们如果今天持定我们的元首
If today we hold fast to our head,
他要指挥我们
He is going to direct us.
他要带领我们
He is going to bring us.
叫我们在我们的岗位上
So that on our own duty,
尽我们那一份
that do our duty,
我们来服侍神
that we can serve God,
来服侍弟兄姊妹
we can serve brothers and sisters,
叫身体在爱中得益健
so that the body can be built up in love.
第三
the third,
他就我们的大祭司
he being our high priest,
乃是他所新约的中保
is that he is the mediator of this new covenant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
因着主耶稣在十字架上所流的血
，Because of the blood of Jesus which he shed on the cross，
神与我们立了一个新约。
God has a new covenant with you and me。
这个新约是什么呢
？What is this new covenant？
就是希伯来第八章所说的。
And this is what Hebrew chapter 8 said。
也许以后有机会我们还要讲。
Maybe we have chance to speak about it again。
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们能享受新约的恩典。
Today we can enjoy。This grace of New Testament.
因为他在那里做我们的中保。
Because he is our mediator.
他要把新约的恩典加在我们身上。
And he is going to give us the New Testament grace.
他要来服侍我们。
And he is going to serve us.
我们的大祭司要用新约来服侍我们。
And our high priest is going to minister to us using the New Testament.
叫我们能经历新约
所赐
的恩典。
So that we can experience all the graces of this new covenant.
第四,
the fourth,
主做我们的大祭司,
the Lord being our high priest.
不单是对我们每一个人说的,
not only it speaks to every one of us.
他是我的大祭司,
he is my high priest.
他是你的大祭司,
he is your high priest.
但是更重要的,
more importantly,
他在哪里施恩呢?
Where does he serve?
希伯来书说。
The Hebrews, book of Hebrews says,
他不是进到人手所造的那个帐篷里去施。
He did not enter into the tabernacle which is built by the hand of man.
他是进到神所建立的真帐篷里来施。
And he served in the true tent which is pitched by God.
这个真的帐篷是什么？
Now what is this true tent?
这个圣的帐篷就是教会。
And this true tent is the church.
所以你看见启示录第一二三。
So you see the first three chapters of Revelation.
主耶稣在七个金灯台中间行走。
Our Lord Jesus was walking among the seven golden lampstands.
他穿的衣服就是大祭司的衣服。
And his garment is the garment of high priest.
他在那里修理恢复。装配教会
and he is there to train, restore, and equip the church.
集中到教会成了个荣耀的教会
until the church becomes a glorious church.
这个新的帐篷成了一个新耶路撒冷
and this true tent becomes a new Jerusalem.
这个工作是谁做的呢
and who is doing this, new, this work?
不是人做的
Not by man.
像我的弟兄昨天晚上说的。
Just like my brother said last night.
主说。
The Lord said.
我要建造我的教会。
And I will build my church.
主在那里建造。
The Lord himself is doing it.
这个磐石就是彼得的承认。
And this rock is the confession of Peter.
现在就在天上。
And now the Lord is in heaven.
在那里建造。
He is building.
把你我都建造。在他自己的身上
He built you and me on his himself
他在金灯台中间行走就是在那里建造
When he walks among the golden lampstand he is building
他会失败吗
And will he fail
他不会失败
He will not fail
你和我要失败
You and I will fail
也必定失败
And for sure will fail
我们做就已经失败了
And even before we do it we fail
但是我们的主不会失败。
But our Lord, He shall not fail.
他是使徒，没有失败。
The apostle who never failed.
他立了根基。
And he has planted, he has set the foundation.
他是大祭司。
He is the high priest.
也不会失败。
And he will not fail.
他一定要建造他的教会。
And he will build his church.
他要得着他荣耀的教会。
And he will gain a glorious church.
做他自己的心腹。
To be his bride.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这是何等荣耀的事
And this is such a glorious thing
感谢赞美主
We thank and praise our
Lord 他是我们的大祭司
Our Lord is our high priest
他是使徒
He is the apostle
我们要相信他
We have to have faith in him
相信他一切所做
We trust all what he has done
他是大祭司
He is the high priest
我们要顺服他
And we have to be obedient to him
我们如果顺服他
If we are obedient to him
他就能在我们身上完成他大祭司的工作
Then he can accomplish in us the work of the high priest
我们低头祷告
Let's bow down and pray
我们的主，我们仰望你。
Our Lord, we look up to you.
我们相信你的圣灵是在这里工作。
We believe that your Holy Spirit is working here.
我们求你把这些零零落落的话。
We ask that you take all these fragmented words.
加上你自己的说话。
And add your own speaking.
叫我们真是从心灵的深处能看见。
So that we can see from the depth of our heart.
你是我们的使徒。
You are our apostle.
你是我们的大祭司。
You are our high priest.
有你，我们还怕什么？
And when we have you, there's nothing to fear.
有你，我们还缺什么？
And having you, we lack nothing.
我们要大声地喊说，有你够了。
We have to cry out loud, you are sufficient.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.